played each other a few times. I think both the conditions fit us. The conditions here are conditions that we both like. And I would like to say that he's a competitor that can push me to the limits. So I need to be well prepared, and I need to take this as any other match with the right mindset. Keep going at it, and see if there's another opportunity to go out there and try to improve my game through a difficult battle, such as the one that he's going to offer.
Thank you. Hey, Stefanos, James Sandoval from Grupo Radio Centro. Another semifinal here in Mexico. This match, how do you feel after this match, and how do you feel after get to another chance to get to the final in Mexico?
The feeling is good. It's positive. Today wasn't the best start during the match. I was able to pick up, get things fixed, and get things a little bit more under control. My best period during that match was the second set, where I started picking up the rhythm, getting good behind the ball, and making things more difficult for him, and playing a little bit more under my terms in some situations. My patience prevailed, and I was able to deliver some good tennis in some of the games, which is a good sign. And I'm looking to keep on getting into it more in the next few days. I mean, I have tomorrow, but hopefully I can keep on going like this.
Hi, Stefanos. Congrats on the win. In a world right now of a two-hand backhand, right? You're a rare player. Today you had a chance to play with another one-hand backhand. I have a question. When did you decide that you're going to play with a one-hand backhand? When you were a kid, I guess, and you started playing, was it that you felt that you had more power, control, or was it like a player that you wanted to follow, that you admire?